Listening comprehension. Listen to this text about secret places in Seattle. You will hear the text twice. Decide whether the following statements are true, false, or not in the text. Do not panic if there is a word you do not know or understand. Just keep listening and focus on the questions at hand. Secret Seattle. Go beyond the Space Needle and visit these gems in the city's seven hills. To really get to know Seattle, spend a few days exploring beyond the main attractions. Spread out over and up and down. The city's seven hills are too many gems to count, but we've made a start. Get out on Lake Union. Hands-on experience is encouraged at the Center for Wooden Boats in South Lake Union. Every Sunday, rain or shine, volunteer skippers give free rides during the public sail, a 25-year-old tradition. You can also rent a sailboat, rowboat, canoe, kayak, or a paddleboat to explore Lake Union. Take a class on sailing, woodworking, toy boat building, and more, and check out our interactive exhibits right on the dock. Visit a literary landmark. The city that gave us Amazon hasn't let go of its love for traditional bookstores. A cultural mecca for readers, Elliott Bay Book Company in Capitol Hill is considered one of the finest bookshops in the US. It's easy to see why. The space itself is airy and beautiful, with high ceilings and lots of wood. The selection is outstanding, with local authors, up-and-coming writers, and bestsellers sharing shelves on two floors. In the back is Little Odd Fellows, a cafe that invites lingering over a good read. Take a ferry to the islands. Don't come to Seattle without getting out on the water. The best way is by taking a ferry to one of the nearby islands, Bainbridge, Vashon, or any of the San Juans, for a day trip or longer. The ferry terminals are located on the downtown waterfront and in West Seattle. Take the 35-minute ride to Bainbridge Island and explore the quaint town of Winslow, or the 20-minute ride to rural Vashon Island. Ferries also head to Bremerton on the Kitsap Peninsula, an hour away, where you can tour the USS Turner Joy and the Puget Sound Navy Museum. Sample Seattle brews. Seattle may be better known for its coffee, but not by much. The city's craft beer scene has been steadily growing for decades, and it doesn't show any sign of slowing down. The success has been partly attributed to the unique flavor of the hops grown in the Yakima Valley, east of the city. Freeman Brewing Company offers small batch brews made with local ingredients, plus an urban beer garden open every day. Rubens Brews in Ballard is on a mission to brew bloody good beer. It's working. The beers have won awards and the tap room draws happy customers. Also worth a visit, Holy Mountain Brewing, Georgetown Brewing Company, and Cloudburst Brewing. Uvajimaya. Asian supermarket giant Uvajimaya's flagship store covers an astonishing 66,000 square feet in Chinatown International District. The grocery section alone is overwhelming, with more than 20,000 offerings from Japan, China, and the rest of East Asia. It also includes a gift market, a food court, and Kinokuniya bookstore, a wonderland of Japanese pens and paper goods, books, manga, and much, much more.